Describe the theoretical and applied reasons for comparing regression models across populations. Discriminate between comparisons of fit, substitution, and structure when comparing models in this way. Theoretically, we have a lot of theory that suggests kinds of act different. Species difference, gender differences, age differences, heritage differences. The only time we ever act as if we have homogeneous populations is when we get lazy and we're sampling. But we constantly involve population differences in our explanation. For applied reasons, if we're going to actually build a prediction model and use it and make decisions about people, and there are differences in what that model ought to be across populations, we should know. For both ethical and legal reasons. When we have a set of variables that we're going to use to build a model, and we want to compare how that model is across populations, we have three different things we can look at. We can ask if the fit of the model is different. Does this set of predictors work better in this population than that population? Just the fit of the model, comparing the R-squares, Fisher's Z. Just like we were comparing a correlation across populations. Substitution. Sometimes, especially in really applied settings, substitution's the point. The models may look different, but if the two models give me the same predictive accuracy in each population, I'm probably good. So that's what's meant by substitution. If I use this model versus that model to predict your Y prime, do I get similar Y primes? If we're doing a theoretical analysis, what we're probably interested in is comparing the structure of the models. Predictor by predictor, is there a different contribution of that predictor to one model than the other? And that's when we do the Z-test of regression weights. We're looking for patterns of agreement and non-agreement about whether variables contribute or not, and whether the size of the regression weight is different.